Good morning. A round of scattered showers and some embedded thunderstorms rolling through central New York will tend to diminish as they head to the east into much more stable air. However, plenty of clouds and maybe still a couple of showers left over with this disturbance as it moves on through. So a little bit of wet weather possible this morning, mainly out in the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, with the rest of the region seeing a generally mostly cloudy skies through the morning drive. As we head into the afternoon, a warm front will pass through the region, and skies will become partly sunny. And the humidity will be on the rise as well, with a south breeze increasing to about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Readings will climb through the 70s and into the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs. Tonight it'll be warm and muggy, with partly cloudy skies down into the middle and upper 60s. The hazy sun, heat, and humidity come back tomorrow in full force, with temperatures reaching the lower to mid-90s. When you factor in the humidity, at times it'll feel like it's near or better than 100 degrees in parts of the area. It'll be a hot and humid night tomorrow night, with lows only going back into the 70s, then rebounding back into the lower to mid-90s with a big dome of high pressure over us on Thursday. Again, with the humidity on Thursday afternoon, it'll feel close to 100 degrees. A cool front will slide through on Thursday night, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm with that. Then on Friday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. You'll notice the change toward cooler temperatures, still in the lower to mid-80s, but much lower humidity, so much more comfortable air on Friday. And that'll carry us into the weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday, lower 80s. And the next front will arrive on Sunday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs back into the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Midwest, mid-Missouri Valley, and central plains. Model forecasts suggest that surface-based thunderstorms will first initiate in central Minnesota, just northeast of a surface low, during the mid-afternoon hours, with storms expanding in coverage southwestward into far southeastern South Dakota and northeastern Nebraska by this evening. The threat for large hail should be greatest early in the event when cells have the best chance to be discreet. A threat for tornadoes could also exist northeastward from the surface low across the Minneapolis area into northern Wisconsin, where low-level shear should be enhanced due to backed southeasterly surface winds. However, a fairly quick transition to linear mode may occur by evening. This could result in the wind damage threat becoming the most dominant severe threat. At Mount Washington this morning, 45 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 36. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 55, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, a shower, then mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 65, that's 3 degrees below normal. No rain yesterday, 2.03 inches for the month, that's 3-tenths of an inch below normal, and 15.83 for the year, which is 1.28 inches below normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days yesterday. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 94 set in 1995, and the record low 38 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, a shower or thunderstorm this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs near 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Berkshires north of I-90 and southern Vermont, clouds mixing with sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, lower to mid-90s. Hazy, hot, and humid on Thursday in the lower to mid-90s, with the heat index both days near 100. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, cooler with lower humidity, lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Saturday. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday in the upper 70s, and a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible on Monday as well. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.